Well, we received notice about 1 hour before the open meeting, and two of us went to that meeting and voiced our opposition. Unfortunately, there were several more that were for the landfill there. We have done a survey of our neighbors and have found that no one knew about this meeting, and the two or three that did not realize how large this landfill is going to be. It is scheduled to cover 32 acres and be 111 feet above the ground. That is approximately the height of the Kyle Field West stands, and about 10 times as large as Kyle Field. We feel like it's within 1,300 feet of Farm Road 60, which is a major thoroughfare in the NM, but it's very close to the biomedical corridor, and it's unsightly and unhealthy, and we are violently opposed to this thing.
How much different is this proposed landfill supposed to be from what the land's currently being used for?
The land is currently being used as a sand mine, and I don't know if they're using it for that even now. It has been mined for sand. There's a huge hole here. We would be happy if they would fill those holes up, but we certainly don't want a structure 111 feet above the ground.
Any idea whether y'all would favor any sort of height elevation, or is just the proposed height that's in this application has y'all concerned?
What we would really prefer is that this location is not a good location. We realize there needs to be a facility of this size, but we're 1.2 miles from the Bryan city limits and 1.3 miles from the College Station city limits, and right by Easterwood Airport. Anyone flying into NM, that will be their landmark, 111-foot trash pile.
I guess as big of a concern that y'all have had, in addition to being opposed to the landfill, is that not enough people who lived close enough to this site were ever notified about it.
That's correct, Bill. And also, it's a complete puzzle. The Council of Governments in Bryan has a committee of landfill committee, and they unanimously suggested to the TCEQ that this landfill not be approved, that it was not appropriate, that it did not have a proper buffer, and they were concerned about the height of it. And the TCEQ ignored their recommendation.
But as a devil's advocate, that recommendation was made by people who would have a competitive interest, wouldn't they?
No. These are people that are appointed by the COG that they're citizens of the Brazos Valley.
Sure. But they're also still representing the cities, which the cities have a vested interest in Twin Oaks Landfill.
Well, they have a vested interest in Twin Oak Landfill, but you have not heard the cities come out in opposition to this thing. And that is kind of disturbing, really.
You have a meeting scheduled coming up next week, and who's invited and what y'all going to talk about?
Any interested person is invited. We're going to speak about the landfill approval. We're trying to keep it from being approved, finalized. We are going to speak of the dangers that it provides to the local residents, as well as the concerns we have for the increased traffic, which will get to 200 dump trucks per day on Highway 60. We are concerned about the biomedical corridor, not only the companies that are operating there now, but companies in the future when they're considering sites, if they will be happy with a landfill as their neighbor. We're concerned about the gateways to Texas A&M and 460, which is a four-lane road, and the people that are flying in to Easterwood Airport, that will be their landmark. So we are just going to cover the entire situation.